People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know how to ask this without stroking my ego. Is this valuable? Let me just, let me ask that. No, don't fool me now. I mean, if anybody.
Nobody else is doing what you do.
Okay. Period. I have noticed that nobody else is doing what you do.
You can't get this anywhere else.
You heard that? You can't get this. Okay. You can't get that. No, you got to just, actually, here, I got it. Ask to start video. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. All right. She said you can't get this nowhere else.
Right.
Is that true? Do I get this? Do you go to people? Okay, go ahead, Grace.
I just got a bunch of investors for something that I did not create. Yes.
Did y'all hear what that girl
said? Oh, man. I think that's a commercial. I am so going to run that. That's that. On this video, I don't know which one it is, but in the first 5 minutes, I need to remind myself to come back to this video, okay? I'm not sure recorded it is, but we need to run that because this is how we're going to run it. Like, this is going to be the lead magnet, right? This is it. I just got a bunch of investors for a product I did not create. Come back to day two, continue. All right, there we go. How long have we recorded over here? No, it stayed for 4 hours and then it cut off.
Oh. It did, so this has been on for 6 minutes.
All right, good then.
Well, 6 minutes.
That one right there, she got it for me. Well, I tell you, that's good. That is, you know what? Copy and paste that, edit the don't worry about it. I'll just stop being lazy and read the comments. That's good, y'all. That's good. Is this helpful for you? Like, let me tell you, so the conversation happened like this. Ken said, hey, man. He said, I got this ClickFunnels funnel. Because he uses ClickFunnels, I don't. Nothing wrong with ClickFunnels. I like ClickFunnels. I can't wait. It's very few people that I'm looking forward to meeting. Mm-hmm. Russell Brunson is one of those people I'm looking forward to. I think he is brilliant. Actually, I don't even think anybody changed him. He has changed the game.
Yeah.
Forget ClickFunnels as a software as a service. He's figured out how to get customers for free and mass produce that. But we're not going to talk. You talk about him and punching your mouth. Okay? You can't talk about him, right? You know what I'm saying? We can't do that. Right? I think he's a fantastic guy. He looks like he's 17.
Yeah.
You know, he'd be like, yeah, me and my wife, we got these kids and they're 30. You're like, what? He didn't say 30, but you get the point though, right? Yeah, he's fantastic and he does a good job. But he was like, Kim was like, so what do you want to do on ClickFunnels? Phone. That's a good question. We're not going to let it die, duh. Right? We're not going to let it die. He said, well, I got this idea. And of course, from that idea came all this idea. Mm-hmm. And Tempest and I Company, the back office doesn't run this company. And I really need to say this on camera for all of you to receive this. The back office responds to this company. Okay. Back office includes everything from CEOs, chief technical officers, COO, anything of administration, HR, responds to what the front of this company is doing. Mm-hmm. This is why we make changes so fast. You can't. That's why we don't have to have meetings to have a meeting. We didn't have a meeting. We had a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And I emailed Tempest an update. Because I can't do this stuff without Tempest approving it, right? I emailed Tempest an update. And Betsy was like, okay, and we was gone. To tell you what happened, I'm just not even lying. Like I can't even lie. You know, you VIPs didn't even get the message until 24 hours before. Mm-hmm. But that was on purpose because I knew I didn't have to convince y'all. Right? You gotta convince VIPs.
Yeah. Yeah. And he left all that good food in Louisiana.
I cut a trip short though. Kind of get this information, you know, I couldn't pass it up.
That's it.
You know, and then see how we just didn't have this brainstorming, just throwing it out there. It's like, man, this is what you need.
Yeah, and it's practical, right?
Right.
It's practical, and I didn't even tell them I invited Harold and Lanita. I didn't even tell them. But did you talk to them or did I talk to them? You didn't know it was from right.
I spoke to.
Well, I told you to call me. Yeah, show her right. I literally said, nah, go hit y'all up. Because I'm thinking to myself, I said to myself, well, who's not on this list that needs to be? And so I went down my cell phone. It's only like 11 people that got my phone number. It's not that many people. Because. Why would I give away my personal phone number, right? That's the whole point of me changing my number, right? That's the whole point, you know? I've got 3 phones that work, and you're not going to get this one. It just doesn't make sense for you to get this one. And I go down, and I see... I see one of them. I don't know which hell it was. Right? I see that I saw... I told you to contact them. I told you to... One of y'all. So I go to my messenger and it's first person is there. It's leading the house. Okay, the Lord's trying to say something. All right. Well, they both got to share the copy that says, you know, Harold Hill. She's like Lady H. Right. Yeah. That's crazy, right? So I hit him up and I told Grace to make sure they're here. Now, you know, I didn't expect him, you know, to be out there. And I knew church Sunday, you know, right? That's why I put in a little clause. Like, I wrote that message myself. I had them send it to you. I knew somebody else was like, oh, we got the Lord. The Lord doesn't want us to do anything on Sunday, and that's family day, and we go to Red Box and we watch movies and drink wine. I knew it. I knew that was going to be a problem. So that's why I said, you can come Monday, you ain't going to worry about being at both. Because I knew VIPs are very respectable, and you were going to say, well, can I come if I miss the first day? I knew you were going to ask that, so I already anticipated it, and I said, come on through, get what you're supposed to get. But that's why very few of y'all are here. And then one of these bleeding hearts was like, well, what about Pam Doran? What about, right, what about Vince? All right, let me, because, look, they clapping. Y'all ain't here because I thought about it. You ain't here because I thought about it. I don't think like that. So I said, okay then. So this is when I control this. People I say, okay? Because, these are the people I say. So I picked Vince. I picked Pam Norris. I picked Jerome. I picked John Nowinski. And I said, all right, good, because they're going to ask real questions. I don't need no low-level awareness questions coming through. I needed real questions to come through. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta know your clients. You also got to know your customer. And you need to know what brings the best out of you. Yeah.
At no point... is it in my script to build an app or a photography sales funnel? That is not in my script. Do you know what I'm saying?
I still appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. And she takes her wine back. Yes. What did she say? I got investors for an app I didn't build.
Yeah.
That is incredible. Man, we really got to sell that. We really have to sell that. Golly, that is really good. But I picked y'all on purpose because I would, if I had to do, well, I speak over 300 times a year, I'd rather all of them be Q&A. Mm-hmm.
Like Gary B.
Yeah, I just feel better. Because I know stuff. Mm-hmm. And I work, and I'm an actual practitioner. I don't just read stuff. I get my head beat every day trying to figure out new stuff. Like my losses help me be so smart. I've been trying to get to 1,000 customers a day
for 6 months, and I have failed colossally. Failed, and now I'm like right there. You get what I'm saying? But it's that 180 days of failure that makes me go, all right, this didn't work at all. I need to figure out something. Every day I go, okay, this is not work. We need to figure out another one. And we need to figure out another one. I mean, you talk about 180 days, I'm going, all right, let me figure out this one. Mm-hmm. And then I go, oh, I know a lot of ways not to do stuff. I probably know what I'm talking about, right? I probably should tell you not to do that at all because, boom. Then Ken has millions on this. I got millions on this. That's why I've been letting, actually, I let all y'all talk because it's just easier to do that because I'm listening. I'm trying to figure out what my audience wants. Every time y'all talk, I'm polling my audience. Right. Right? I'm saying, all right, what they want to hear. And now I got all these cyber professionals. I have never had any cyber security professionals buy from me until Ken. And then Ken brings over a bunch of cyber professionals. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This, I need you to get this here. Now they're here. And hey, shout out, hey, buddy, how you doing? You know? They link, and it's a lot of women. Like, you have a lot of women that follow you in cybersecurity. They message me on, well, they don't message me. Some of them message me. They added me on LinkedIn and it says cybersecurity for some big company.
In fact, Pam spoke with one, Tamiko Evans, who just won an award in the industry, but she specializes in security. So I'm trying to, because I see the gap, right? In cybersecurity, traditionally, you work really hard, a lot of long hours, you sacrifice a lot, and then you get laid off. And a lot of people in the industry, they may act a big game like a lot of people do, but they're not financially set where if they're laid off for 6 months, a year, or we had seen even with the government stuff, a lot of people had to get in different things because they don't have a paycheck coming in. And I didn't want that for anyone because I actually, I won't curse. I care. Do y'all know what I would really want to say?
Yeah.
I give a, anyway.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference between myself and some other people that are in different industries. We're not just going to isolate cybersecurity, but I actually care. And I know that this training, learning how to build secondary or multiple income streams, learning how to get your finances in order, all this stuff is valuable. And it's things that nobody wants to talk about, but everybody needs the information, right? Most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And if we have an opportunity to share this information, we need to do so. And I happen to be in a position where I've gotten a huge following and a huge connection base in that particular industry. And I would do them a disservice if I didn't fight to give them this type of access to this material. Not everyone's going to take action, but the few people or the small amount of people that will, this information is for them. Like Tamiko is a great example. I linked her up with Pam and they both took action on it and had a phone call. And Tamiko, every time I throw something her way, takes action. And that's leading to really, really huge things for her, not just the Pam stuff, but also a lot of other huge things in the industry for her. And there's people like Tamiko out there. Every time I think of, like, should I, you know, I hate to use the word quit, but like, should I stop sharing this information because it doesn't seem like it's getting across to anyone? There's always someone out there like Tamiko that I think of, like, no, they may not tell me they're listening to this, but they are, and they're using that. And at some point in the future, they'll probably say, hey, man, remember, you know, 2 years ago when you posted this, I listened to it. I took Antonio's training and I went and I built 4 other income streams. And guess what? I'm retired now from the industry. In fact, Antonio, we talk about ClickFunnels. I actually met a guy in the ClickFunnels Facebook group that was cybersecurity for like 20 years. And then he got into building funnels and he retired himself doing that with his own digital assets and stuff. And he's like, man, I wish I found this 20 years ago. Right? I wish I had gotten this mindset 20 years ago. But that's the reality of it. It's a lot easier to work the job you love when you don't have to worry about money.
Right.
That's just reality across the board. The people that say money's not important, you're full of it. You have no money because money's important. You cannot pay your rent or your mortgage with likes and comments on LinkedIn. You can. You could try that, honestly. Go try to your landlord or your bank. They're gonna probably call the police and kick you out. Number two, they're going to laugh you out of there. And I think that, I don't know, I guess I'm a little raw on some things. And I'm that raw guy that's willing to say the things that a lot of people aren't going to say in that particular industry. and bring awareness to it, because that's what I want to do. And yeah, getting back to your point of, I have a huge women's network as well. I'm very supportive of women, especially diversity as well in cybersecurity. And one of my driving factors is when I was doing some web development and I showed my wife how easy it was, got her into, I forget the name, Code Academy, one of those online things that was free at the time. You could learn a bit of programming for free. And she always thought, because, you know, she's black and growing up in a low economic neighborhood in the city, in the South of all places, she always thought you need to be expert in science, expert in math to do all these things. And when she was able to get her hands on, it was like, oh yeah, you know, she has no interest in doing that, but it was like, oh, I wish somebody had shown me this, you know, years ago, that it was this easy to do this type of stuff. And that's what me personally is one of my biggest driving factors, is I always think of my wife, and had she been exposed to that, maybe that would have been a career that she was interested in, you know? And so that's really what drives me. So getting back to the point, because I go off on tangents a lot, but getting back to the point here of, I have a large network.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Security, I do, and a lot of it's female, and that's mostly because I'm willing to force people to success. I see rock stars, and I'm not going to let you just sit there and be average. I'm going to push you, and it's going to make you uncomfortable. You may hate me. Yeah, I've been cursed many times, but you're going to get there. If you don't get there, it's on you, because I'm pushing you the whole way. And if you don't get there, it's because you chose to quit and give up, and not because you didn't have people behind you fighting for you. So I went way off there.
No, that's good. No, that's good.
And look, Michael Taylor's calling me.
Hey, King, what's going on? No, I just took you off so you wouldn't be on there, but you're calling in the middle of a conference, and you must be calling because no, don't hang up. We'll use this as a teaching tool, and I'll edit out all the sensitive words. So go ahead. Oh, you called the good news. Let me hear the good news. Yep, I just saw it. Alright, they wouldn't accept my passport, right? Yeah, I've got blah, blah. I see it said bank statement. It said, yeah, the problem is I'm 90 miles away from my house, so I can't see your utility bill. I'm logging. Actually, you know what? Let me put you on speakerphone real quick and just lace everybody six figures and above in front of me, right? Lace everybody up about how much you helped me and what, you know, just the mere fact I got to verify my address, like, you know, lace them up real quick about all that and say whatever you want to say. That's what they say, before you put me on speaker, little fiduciary, right?
Yeah.
But then, wait a second, before you put me on speaker, you know, okay, hey, go ahead, bro.
No.
Right? I gotta tell you what he said. He's saying, like, you know, I'm behind the scenes. You know, I like being a nerd. I'm behind the scenes. Is this, you gotta put this mic on.
It is.
It is good. How much information? Obviously, I won't talk specifics because I can't. Give it all to him, man. You know who I am. You know who I am, man. Just don't give him specifics, but give it to him. Give it to him. You don't even know where to start. That's all right. Start somewhere famous. How about that? Okay. All right, here we go. Got your speaker. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm while you're talking, I'm going to be uploading my bank statement on there, a bank statement on there that should have my address. What I'm going to do is, Grace, I'm going to merge me. So hold on real quick. Right, so I believe I just no, it's okay. I've merged in. Can y'all hear me? I need someone. Pam Norris, can you hear me? Vince Anderson, can you hear me? Let me see. Vince Anderson, Pam Norris, can you hear me? Because people hear me. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good. Outstanding. Tate, can you say something real quick?
Did y'all hear Tate? All right, so you can mute that real quick. I got him feeding through the feed. Ooh, let's go. All right, financial advisor. Look, I've already looked. The first conversation we had, Tate, the truth is I had your speakerphone. I listened. I kept muting you out. Look, I kept muting you out when you was talking about, hey, man, Chase said. I was like, wait a minute, y'all. Right, you know, I didn't want you telling my business. I just want you telling the business, right? But now they can hear you. Ain't got to talk loud. I got you feeding right through the microphone. They can hear you. They're not used to. Michael Tate handles hundreds of millions of dollars a year. He is attempting to get me. He's not going to say this as a fiduciary. He's not going to say it, but I can say it. He knows I want multiple millions of dollars. Y'all hear me? Mm-hmm. Not from what I make. Just leveraging who I am. You understand? Right. We have a long-term relationship, and he knows me and Grant Cardone need to have the same amount of money. Yeah. If you don't know who that is, you won't get it. But you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
He represents every single thing that I do, and I stay out his doggone way. I cannot stress this to you enough. If he wants to talk about that, he can. I let him stay in his genius and title this section The Guru of Finances. Michael Tate comes in. Ladies and gentlemen, my financial advisor who has NBA players as long and also me, his number one client, because I pay more than anybody else. Yeah. Michael Tate, you got the floor, brother. Go ahead.
All right. Good evening. Man, glad to be here.
Go ahead.
This, but this is when they say don't get ready, you got to stay ready. So, guys, I was actually just phoning Antonio over the last couple of days. We've been going back and forth, working on multiple projects to generate an immense amount of cash flow, which most people tell you that cash is king, and we know that is a fallacy. Cash flow is king, right? So, in order to leverage the cash flow, this might be redundant for some, we obviously want to leverage other people's money, which is the same thing our beloved country has been doing, and now we're $22 trillion in debt. So, there's obviously good debt, and there's bad debt, and that's a difference of intention and how you're properly positioning or leveraging the debt to generate thus cash flow. So again, as Antonio indicated, I can't really give specifics, don't want to. I was sharing with him when he had me on online or not, but this is kind of my lane where I like to kind of nerd out. Some of you know as a credit analyst, if you will, or my FICO guy, that's really not the core of my business. That is at the point of just trying to get the foundation for majority of my clients so that they can have the higher level conversations that I do have with Antonio, with some NBA guys, some G League guys as well. And that is how to strategically leverage other people's money, right? But you can't do that if you don't properly have collateral. And if you don't have collateral, obviously you need to have a stellar credit profile so that you can leverage that to use other people's money, which is how real estate, for those that are into real estate like Antonio or myself and others that may be on the call, that's definitely one way to do it, is by leveraging your credit profile, getting, you know, funding, hard money, loans, or et cetera, so that you can utilize that to generate the cash flow from rental properties, or unless you're wholesaling properties. And there's multiple real estate exit strategies. And of course, we may not have time. We don't have time to go through all of those strategies. So without me rambling, this is specifically what I really enjoy doing. It's not necessarily the credit restoration, because that is very tedious, to contrary to popular belief. It's a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of analyzation that goes on. But the fun part comes once we've gotten the credit scores where they can be competitive. What I really enjoy is understanding the travel cards, the zero back, zero interest cards, the money back cards, and looking at all the reward points. And so one of the lenders that we partner with, and Antonio mentioned, which was Chase, out of a couple lenders, had some promotions, and some of you may be aware of, where we were able to get Antonio 60,000 points for travel, because he doesn't miss travel. So that's kind of, if I've had conversations with you in the past or hope to have some with you, that's kind of where I really enjoy, is really looking at the offers in the marketplace and comparing them with my client to say, okay, these are the lenders that we should partner with based off of your credit scores, because each funding institution may not select or evaluate all three credit bureaus. So there goes a whole nother analysis. And then, of course, based off of the need analysis of my client, whether they travel like Antonio or if they're looking to raise cash, so on and so forth, that gives me the opportunity to, you know, position them, strategically align them with that lender that's going to help us maximize that partnership, right? And then, of course, like you mentioned, it's indefinite because it's a work in progress. So, you know, there's usually multiple rounds of funding, right? So you get this, you know, the first round of funding. In this case with Antonio, we're kind of merging funding just because we're leveraging some assets. But, we, you know, usually there's, for some, there might be secure credit cards, or in many cases, there are five different funding opportunities. And, you know, I guess we have time until he interrupts or someone tells me to
take your time, sir. Please, I'm going to bleed you for as much information as I can before you call Discover again. I'm going to bleed you. You go ahead. Let me tell you what this conference has been about, and that'll give you a good idea. It's about retiring in 180 days, and I have been dropping knowledge, all new information, and it's six, this is people six figures and above. Some folks are trying to be six figures, but mostly this is a bunch of Michael Tate saying, you know what, I need to walk away from corporate America, just like you did, sir. So you helped them out with that.
Well, okay, so thank you for kind of giving me some context. So something that I think is important that helped me and will help all as we all ponder about how to fund our companies. And I didn't even go into the fact, as I was kind of rambling running through this because of time constraints, I didn't even talk about the business side of the funding solutions with Antonio, where the credit, you know, they're even greater than some of the personal things that we've been able to leverage. But what I would like to share that I think would be beneficial is understanding funding is you know, can be complex, right? Because they always say the things that are in bold, you should ignore, and the things that are fine print, you should pay attention to. And so I live by that, and all of us should be doing the same. And so, you know, it's kind of like my wife, you know, she's looking to pay a bill or whatnot. You know, she's only focused on the bold print, you know, which is the dollar amount. And I'm looking at the itemization of the bill. That's my personality. Like, how did you come up to this conclusion, right? And not what you're telling me, because we've seen countless conglomerates that have been in the marketplace that have added unnecessary surcharges to invoices, and then we pay it, and then there's a class action lawsuit years later, and some of us participate, most of us don't. But I promise you, any time I get notification, I join in. I don't care if it's $100, $200. So with that being said, that's another thing that I think everybody should be aware of, if you haven't been already, looking at the credit bureaus that have just been breached. We've had a couple different breaches lately, and I would highly recommend that everyone reaches out to Equifax, because there's a data breach that recently just happened this past summer, and they've decided to settle. I think it was anywhere from $700 million. And I've spoken with Antonio about this. I don't, he may have shared this with you all way already. It might be redundant, but you know, each individual on the phone, you first need to know if you've been breached, because they're offering 10 years of free credit monitoring services, or like $125. So contingent upon where you are right now, you might need to take the $125, or you might want to get free credit monitoring. Again, I can't tell you what to do, but I would like to voice my individual opinion. And that opinion would simply be that I would probably opt for the credit monitoring service. Again, that's something I think would be beneficial to everyone. Equifax, or go to the consumer.ftc.gov so that you can learn data breach that has recently transpired. It was all over CNBC News. I'm sure most of you are aware of this, but get your fair share of the settlement, or take advantage of the free credit monitoring that is available. All right. So back to the funding solutions. So I like to just share with you briefly, if you are not aware, team, there are five tiers of credit cards. And a lot of us, we just think, all right, credit cards. And depending on how you grew up and what household you grew up in, we were told that credit cards, you know, was, you know, the devil, then it was credit cards, right? So, you know, a lot of us, hey, don't touch them credit cards. Your mama ain't had no credit cards. Your daddy ain't had no credit cards. And when they did have the cards, unfortunately, they didn't have the funds to pay it back, or we've seen those who have the credit cards, unfortunately, they abuse them, right? And if a lot of you who are Christians who may subscribe to Dave Ramsey, who's a great guy, he also at one point was taken fast, so to speak, with the leveraging credit cards. And he, along with Susie Orman, decided, hey, you know what? Their particular audience, they were not going to recommend credit cards. So I'm not here to persuade you one way or the other, but I just want to give you data to let you know that credit cards are not saving. And credit cards is one of the pillars of capitalism. And as long as you're on this planet in this third dimension, guess what? You're going to have to play by some rules. And if you can play and master the rules, then you're going to be able to leverage that and build a lot of assets. Okay. All right. Okay. I'll see y'all later. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the tiers of credit cards. And I think this will help you a lot. When I have clients and they come to me, they usually want to get into a Lamborghini or get in a Ferrari or Porsche. And so they get into this nice vehicle, being me. Hey, Michael, man, I heard you do credit. I heard you do financing, and you can get me all this money. Yeah, that's cool. So now you're in the Ferrari. And then you're looking at the dashboard and you're like, man, this must go up to 220 and go to 250. And so instantly, all of my clients, being A-type personalities, guess what they want to do to him? They want to get on the freeway and go 220 miles an hour, right? But I can't allow them to do that. And it's a little frustrating because some of the clients that I deal with are high net worth individuals, or they have the capacity to be a high net earner. And I'm bringing them on my team. And so we have to slow down a little bit and say, okay, man, before you actually can get, you know, to that triple digit speed, there's some foundational work that we need to do, make sure that you can properly handle the vehicle, making sure that the tires are aired properly, so on and so forth, and that the car is properly serviced. So when we do reach the top speeds that you desire, that the car is running smooth and there is no unnecessary accidents. Because once the accident happened, you know, it's downhill from there, right? We're talking about fatalities, we're talking about insurances and so on and so forth, and it's usually difficult to recover. Now, again, I'm using that just as an analogy for all of the you know, individuals who love fancy cars or, you know, fast cars. So the five tiers of the credit cards. Number one, everyone, if you don't have one, or if you're starting over, rebuilding your credit at some point, you should have a secure credit card. And you can always get one with your bank. You can get one preferably with a credit union. You can get them through me. And so the secure credit card is simply stating that it's one of the best ways to build your credit, right? So in essence, you do not have a personal relationship with that particular lender. You desire to have one. So you're basically going to meet them 50-50 and say, I have some funds and I'm willing to put that up as collateral. All right. Now, some people, they disregard that strategy, but it's actually really good. And if you think about it, when you're in the real estate space, you're doing the same thing. You're putting down 3%, you're putting down 20%, whether it's your money or not, there's always some skin in the game. So I wouldn't negate that strategy, but most people, they get to a point where they believe that it isn't as effective as it really is. And then the second tier is going to be starter cards. Now, one of the things that I really enjoy doing is finding out how the algorithms work, and they're constantly changing, kind of like the way Google is constantly changing theirs. So each lender is constantly updating and changing and modifying how they qualify their clients. While I'm talking to you right now, this is relevant information, and it's information I'm using not only for Antonio, but for other high net worth earners. So they're starter cards, and you need to be about a 630 or above so that you can get these starter cards. All right. And the cards, they usually provide some basic bonuses. You know, all of us want some type of bonuses. And of course, we know what the bonuses do for us. And it's, of course, incentivizing the client or the lender, because obviously they want you to spend, right? And so in your mind, you have an idea on how you want to spend. Now, again, I can't tell you what and what not to do with your cards, but I highly recommend these cards. It should be typically used for marketing, right? I have a lot of clients in the retail space and the e-commerce space, and they utilize these cards for marketing so they can meet their spend limits and they can leverage all of their bonus points. All right, and the rewards. And these cards also have no to little annual fees. So when you first get into a lending relationship with someone, right, you already kind of have some skin in the game with the secure credit card. So now with the starter card, you're trying to make sure that you have little to no annual fees as possible. This third tier is going to be what we call the entry travel cards. These cards are usually where you can start having a little bit of fun, right? You start having some annual fees as well, so I got to note that. But what we'll do is I'll show you how the annual fees can be waived at some point for some of you. If I have the privilege to talk to you, we'll discuss how the annual fees can be waived. And if you never talk to me, just read your agreement, make sure that your contract, because it's in there on how you can waive it. It's kind of like property taxes, right? Like just because everybody else is paying it don't mean you have to. You just got to understand how to properly leverage it. Another subject, another time. But you generally need above a 700 in order to get into these cards. And the bonuses can go pretty high. I mean, we're talking about anywhere north of 75,000 points, depending on the company and the offer. And the rewards are much greater than the previous tier and with the starter cards, especially when it comes to travel expenses. All right, so the fourth tier is going to be the advanced travel cards, which I really like. Benefits, again, depending on what you enjoy to do when you're at the airport. For my high net worth earners, this is where you're going into the Citron lounges, right? You're going in using the Chase preferred cards, you're using the reserve cards. You're able to go into the travel lounges, which are a delight. In order to do, but you need a minimum of a 720 plus credit score. Usually you want to be above 740, we're up around 750, and then they start really catering to you. So this is where the annual fees start to get pretty high, right? So you can expect to pay anywhere from $450 to about $650 annually, but the rewards are much better, and the bonuses can go all the way up to 150,000 points. So that's, that's outstanding, by itself. Just again, Antonio, I'm good. I'm gonna give away a little game here, I guess.
Man, you killing it, man. Look, I'm over here bragging while you talking. I'm over here saying, yeah, this too good. What do you think it's supposed to be happening? Y'all can't even Google this. Like I'm saying all that stuff while you've been talking. And I was making sure, I was asking, hey, can y'all hear me? And I was trying to make sure they could hear you, but can't hear me, because I had a whole lot of commentary on what you talking about. And he could do this all day.
Well, that's good, Ken. I feel like I'm kind of rambling. That's why I was kind of.
Nah, you wasn't rambling, man. Nah, this is slaughtering.
I'm glad I'm not actually on camera because, like I was telling you, this time I'm in my laboratory. This is kind of how I nerd out. Like right now, you
can see it. It's football. He in his pajamas. Yeah.
Well, better yet, it's football season. So, like my war room, right? Like when I was working on your profile, and I have really, like, I'll send a picture for you. But I have. Like my strategy, right, on how what I'm supposed to do. And that's another thing that a lot of individuals, when they go after the cards, I'm sure you echo this all the time, you know, in order to make a transition, you have to have a plan. You got to have a strategy, whether you modify it or not. If I didn't go into this situation thinking, okay, like specifically for you, there are 16 to 20 cards that I need to get you. Right. I had to sit back and look at all the qualifiers before I even made one move. So that within itself, the preparation. Now, of course, there are some things that might, you know, change here and there, but I'd never go in without understanding the answers to the exam. Right. There might be a bonus question that I might not be aware of. And you and I, we discussed some of those things offline. But majority of the time, I'm prepared just as if I was an internal agent for any of these lending institutions. Like I'm sitting in their meeting, understanding exactly what they're looking for and their ideal client, right? And so I can equally match up my ideal client with them. So where was I? Oh, I was discussing, I think I was talking about the advanced travel cards, which I like. So again,
yeah, I think you have a tip four. You said $400-$600 annual fee, but the rewards are far greater than that.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for that reminder. So, again, guys, let's see. Like Antonio mentioned, so you got to have a minimum of 720. And, you know, I have some shirts, and this is not a shameless plug. I won't go into detail, but it's like the 740 club, right? It's 740, 750. I know some people want to get an 850, but if you're at 740, 750, you're an attractive buyer, right? Like, you know, they're coming after you. And that's the whole mentality is, how do you strategically align yourself where you're being chased and not the one chasing somebody else? Right? Like, you know, good or bad, but that's kind of always been my mentality, even when I didn't have nothing but lint in my pocket, right? I always felt, okay, one day, you know, if I did this, this was going to happen. So I have no reason to hate on anybody else because I have the same capacity to get what they have, right? So I just needed to make sure I sharpened my discipline, sharpened my specialized knowledge, which happens to be in the funding space and the credit space and, you know, insurance and some other things, and I'm still, you know, sharpening that tool. But so you got to have that 720, 740, you know, the annual fees, as Antonio mentioned, $450 to $650 is well worth it because it's an investment. And of course, we won't talk about taxation and write-offs and stuff, but you need to make sure that you're talking to your CPA about that as well. So I want to give a little game, and I'll wrap up here shortly. So here are my three favorite cards, if anybody's interested, and this is some that normally myself and Antonio would have probably invoiced you for, but we'll save you the time on the research. So my favorite cards are the Chas Sapphire Reserve, Citi Prestige, and American Express Platinum. All right. And why is because all of these cards, you get just amazing benefits and upgrades, including, like I mentioned earlier, the airport lounge access, early discounts, and event booking. You know, I like to actually go out. One of the things I really enjoy doing are the luxury car upgrades. And this is across multiple car rentals, right? So I don't believe I'm average. So when I travel, you know, I just got back from San Diego. I'm headed to another place here and it's shortly. I don't ride in these cities like, you know, I don't belong there. I'm riding the city like, you know, I live there. Like for that moment that I'm there, it's my city. It's at least my mentality, right? So again, these cars, they have great customer service. Travel insurance is what a lot of people don't realize. The luggage is lost and sometimes you have to stay overnight or whatnot. Most of these cars will minimum give you up to $500 so that you can have a hotel stay. You know, protect your luggage, you know, theft protection, and so and there's many other benefits as well. So it's important that you're knowledgeable about this, that we look at all the benefits that come with each and every card. And of course, if necessary, I've read the agreements over and over and over. And then I even have to call in often with questions, speak to the customer service agents to get clarity. But I can't emphasize enough just making sure that you're doing a lot of research on multiple forms and find out exactly what's going on with the credit card company. So the final tier, the fifth tier, is what hopefully all of us inspire to get into, and that is the invitation-only cards. And these cards are you know, very exclusive. And so usually you need to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars or at least a minimum of $250,000 in investments with the bank. And there are ways that, now, what I'm about to say is a strategy. So hopefully no one will take this out of context, and it's not a moral issue. But because, again, I do everything that is ethical and legal. But with that being said, there are ways that you can, there are ways that you can submit your expenses in order to get some of the luxury benefit cards. All right. But this is a more advanced tactic. Right. And the reason I even decided that I wanted to even comment on that is because some of us are still under old programming to think that old programming of having lack. So we don't believe that we are worthy or deserving of some of these invitation only cards, but I'm here to tell you they're not as challenging to get, and they're not so far out of your reach, right? But again, if you don't know the blueprint that I just shared, if you don't understand that there is a tier one card, you can't go not having a tier one card to try to get an invitation only card. Again, the analogy of getting into the Lamborghini, not knowing how to really drive it, and then you want to floor it, and you haven't handled that type of port before, and so you know you have to get a more experienced driver to say, hey, look, we don't get to that speed, but we want to make sure that we do it gradually. All right. So King, that's pretty much what I have.
Yeah, that's good.
That was just something without going into detail specific. That's just something without going into detail about what I'm actually doing for you, since you kind of gave me the microphone real quick. You gave me a microphone, told me to go acapella with no beat, man. What's
up? That's it, man. That's it, man. Thing is, I was talking about you, and I was explaining, I was breaking down fiduciary and how to take care of me. I was breaking it all down to them. I spent a whole hour on you almost just talking, and then you turn right back around, and the universe is like, now give them some more. I know how I am. So let me go ahead and tell you that if you want the services of my financial advisor, let's see. Tate, why don't you put out some information? Put it in the chat for me, Grace. Put it in the notes for me. So when we release this, we'll put it in the notes. Grace, I mean, Tate, tell them how to get in touch with you. But before you do that, wait a minute. I use this man, and I kind of know how to make money. Okay, yeah, I need you to. I'm dispelling some myths here. Oh, you know, yes, the hell you do. I'm sorry, my bad. But yes, you do. You understand what I'm saying? You need somebody that is going to take care of you, because whenever I need a quick $1 million, I call Michael Tate. I don't want to use my money.
Exactly.
All right. So, Tate, exactly. Please give them the information and whatever else you want to say. But and before you know that as soon as we get off, you can call Discover, because I sent them my utility bill with my address on it. You can go ahead and take care of that.
Okay, thank you. That
all right, go ahead, man.
With some other action items, I'll be on it. I'll get back to you later. We'll update everything. Yeah, I mean, again, right now, whether you believe or whether you know or whether you're looking at the KPIs, the key performing indicators, you know, America has seen better days, let me put it that way. And if you're going to insulate yourself from what could be coming, and I'm just saying that again because, I don't want to mislead anybody, but if I could talk frank, if I was, having lunch with somebody, I'd be like, make sure that you insulate yourself because things are not going to go the way that you anticipated. And for those that are on the line that live here in Houston, I can't tell you countless people who are losing their jobs in oil and gas, right? And our market right here, resonates a lot in the oil and gas space, and all you see is many people putting their homes up for sale. That's a true indicator of what's happening in the economy right now, right? And we still talking fossil fuel, which is backed by our beloved president. So one of the things, so with that being said, not making it political, but it's just pay attention to the signs, man. You know, pay attention to the signs. And if you're going to have to go out, make sure that you insulate yourself. And what's one of the ways to insulate yourself other than listening to Antonio and making sure that you have a skill set that you could generate your own cash flow is to make sure that you insulate yourself with your own cash flow. If I'm going to take some risk, I'm going to take a risk with a partner, right, so that I can soften the blow. And what's one of the ways to do that is to make sure that you have some cards, some type of funding, a good idea, solid idea, a reputable coach, and you go out there and you make something. If that doesn't manifest the way that your heart's desire, you still got financial obligations and commitments to loved ones. And at least you have your own war chest to be able to live for another day. But if you don't, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, y'all, put your hands together for my financial advisor. Michael Tate is a genius. I don't bother him. I stay on his way. Now, thank you, man. Thank you. He is getting ready to do two things. He is, hold on, Tate. Tell him how to get in contact with you so they can solicit your services.
Oh, okay. You can go to optimizeyourcredit.com. That's OptimizeYourCredit.com. Or you can feel free to reach out to me at 281-407-0543, extension 709. And then, of course, you can always
reach out. Actually, repeat the number one more time.
Sure. It's 281-407-0543, extension 709. And like always, you can always reach out to me through Antonio or the beautiful queens over there at the ATS family.
Boom. There it is. Great. Send that to everybody in here. Disseminate that information on there. Everybody has it. It's a part of the official notes, right? Yes. ICS Zone 2 sections. And this conference retired 180. It has been a pleasure. You called because the universe wanted you to call right here because we only got 51 minutes left here in this conference. So this is what you were supposed to do. That being said, Discover has the information that they need to give us our money.
Yes.
What you want me to do?
Let them all be reaching out to him.
We're gonna reach out. You know what? There was a fantastic idea went on while you was talking, and money. So Deanna's gonna reach out to you for money, and we like that. Okay,
my pleasure.
And there you go.
My pleasure. Everyone, hey, thank you for the time. Hopefully, I provided something that was helpful and valuable. If you'd like to talk about how myself partnering with Antonio can help you individually raise additional cash flow, please don't hesitate to reach out to me for a consultation. And other than that, peace and abundance to everybody that can hear my voice. And Tony, I'll be in touch with you this afternoon with some updates on the rest of this information.
Okay, bro. Let me know how Discover goes. Appreciate you, man. They're clapping for you right now.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
All right, King. Take care.
Right, you too.
All right. Fantastic, right? Come on, you open your head together one more time. That's good. That's good. That's good stuff, right? That's good stuff. That is good. That's good stuff.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.